Few, if any, have ever lived to talk about being hit by a Hellfire missile fired from a drone.
The Hellfire missile, when it comes in, it's close to the speed of sound, so you'll hear a shockwave just a couple of seconds before the missile hits.
Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Mark McCurley flew and commanded drones for a decade and knows exactly how it works.
And oftentimes we'll see a target realize at the last moment when it's too late what's about to happen.
And he's seen that look personally.
And I'm reminded of a facilitator that we had to take out.
That facilitator commanded more than a dozen terror operatives around the world and was about to give the go order.
And we couldn't risk him warning them off as we started rolling up these teams.
So the order to launch was given.
In the last couple of seconds, because of how low I had to get because of weather to make this shot happen, he heard the missile come in and he looked right at me through the camera of the airplane.
And it produced an eerie sensation.
So I basically, even though it bridged 8,000 miles, I looked him in the eye as he died.
And coming up in my next report.
And we got the call that morning.
The day Al-Qaeda's Anwar al-Awlaki was killed. J.J. Green, WTOP News.